Welcome to The Rollins Way, the podcast that redefines consulting with a purpose-driven focus on delivering exceptional value. Join us as we explore the principles, people, and projects shaping the future of infrastructure management. This is where innovation meets purpose, and every conversation delivers insights to inspire. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Rollins Way podcast. I'm your host, Dr. James Bryant, and today we're joined by Mr. Paul Schneider, infrastructure advisor at Rollins Infra Consult. Paul brings over 40 years of transportation experience to Rollins' strategic planning practice, including nearly two decades in senior leadership roles at the Federal Highway Administration across Illinois, Nevada, and California. Today, we're diving into what makes strategic planning actually work for transportation agencies. Not just creating documents that sit on shelves, but driving real organizational change. Paul's going to share his unique approach that turns strategic plans into actionable roadmaps that engage entire DOT teams. Let's get started. Paul, tell me about your experience with strategic planning from your time at FHWA and now working with DOT clients as a consultant.
I started working with strategic planning for FHWA in the mid-90s, when strategic planning and the quality initiative was just getting underway. The organizational unit that I was part of, the Federal Lands Highway Division, and they had a leading thinker, and he really embraced this quality movement and recognized the need for developing strategic plans to implement quality organizational-wide. And so I was fortunate enough to be involved in those leadership activities. We didn't know what we were doing, and no one else did either. And we'd come up with dashboards that had 150 measures. It was at the forefront of initial practices of strategic planning. As I then moved up in the organization, especially when I got to the Illinois division office in around 2003, the process had matured quite a bit, and what we would do is we would develop strategic plans in coordination for the Federal Highway Administration Division Office in coordination with the state DOT, because our role as Federal Highway Administration was to help and support the DOTs utilize those monies for the federal money for infrastructure improvements while meeting the tangled web of federal and state requirements when utilizing those funds. We wanted to make sure our strategic plan had actions that would support both our role as, you know, the regulators and the advocates for the state DOTs, and then state DOTs as the implementers being able to do what they needed to do with their infrastructure improvements while at the same time meeting state and federal requirements. And so it was a joint effort where we would involve the state DOTs, and it got more mature and more mature as Federal Highway Administration and me personally led these efforts annually at DOTs. And then I moved to Nevada division office and did the same thing. And then to the largest FHWA office in the California division office, I moved there in 2017. I'd had 15 years of focused strategic planning with state DOTs. I'm recognized by the state DOT as actually being someone who was trying to help them and not a regulator that went around and gotcha and tried to hold super strict adherence to all the federal requirements. They would know that I was trying to help them out, help them achieve their goals, while at the same time being able to face my bosses and the people in DC and say, yeah, they are actually meeting federal requirements.
Do you feel that you've carried that same approach into the work that you're doing with Rollins?
Yes, I do. I was very fortunate to start working with the Nevada Department of Transportation on their strategic planning initiatives. I had established relationships and they knew who I was. It was great being on the other side, looking at what Nevada DOT could do internally to make themselves better, to expand their processes and products and services. They knew I had a good relationship with them, and we were trying to do a great job and make them better. They recognized we were working hard, efficiently, and effectively. They knew we had their best interests at heart. We weren't just trying to fulfill the contract and leave them behind. You know, we want to establish long-term relationships with those partners where they want to come back and work with us because they recognize we bring value And we're also trying to do it as efficiently as effectively.
From your experience at FHWA and now at Rollins, what are the main challenges transportation agencies face in both developing and implementing strategic plans?
The biggest challenge they have is funding and staffing. Virtually every state department of transportation that we work with have a challenge with their vacancy rate. And so when they have a high vacancy rate or even a vacancy rate as low as 5 or 10%, all of those people are pressed to get their day-to-day work done. Everything goes into making the machine work, designing, building those projects. They are maintaining that infrastructure, that they are ensuring the operations of that infrastructure is effective. So it's very hard to step back from just making the machine work and trying to figure out how to make the machine work better, because that takes time and significant amount of time away from just running the machine. It's like, how can I look at this? You know, what products and services are we doing that are no longer necessary? And what products and services should we provide that we aren't doing? And how efficient and effective are those processes we've got in place? It is hard as heck.
Next, Paul explains how consulting firms can step in to help solve these capacity challenges.
When you're running all this stuff, that's where a consulting firm can help a lot, because we're brought in to step back and assess what they're doing effectively through interviews and just reviewing their documentation, their organizational structure, and understand how they're operating, how they're staffed, and be able to give them ideas for advancing their organization. That's what we bring that they just can't do independently, not because they aren't capable. They just don't have the flexibility in their staff time to provide that type of oversight and review.
They don't have the bandwidth to do that in the middle of all the other things they have to deliver for the program. You may run into people that have an institutional attachment to the way things have been built or the processes that they have. As a consultant, you're able to come in and do the assessment and look at their processes and programs without that institutional attachment.
Right. Yeah. A lot of those people, we're dealing with mid-level and senior-level leadership. And a lot of times, those people developed those processes and procedures and identified those products and services that they're providing. So there is a lot of ownership there, and they're normally doing very good stuff. What we bring as a consulting firm is that we've worked all over the country, and we can bring best practice. Say, okay, so that what you're doing is great, but here's a little bit different view of what you could be doing or how you could implement more efficiently or effectively, have a bigger bang for your buck. Especially a lot of people in DOTs are grown up through the organization. And so that's what they know. They know how they do it. We recently worked with a client, and they had a very unusual way of delivering a certain type of the program. And when we first talked to them about it, their response was, well, how else would you do it? That's what we bring, because we had a lot of experience in many other states, and we can say, well, here's some ideas. And we're currently working with that client, and they are making some very significant changes to how they deliver that part of the program.
You don't know what you don't know. So if your view is what you've been doing is the way it's done, and the only way it's done, you never take the time to be curious, to investigate what are some alternative ways that we can accomplish this task.
Right. Peer exchanges are very popular within our industry with FHWA and state DOTs, where they glean best practices, but you can't do that for every aspect of your program. You simply don't have time. By us coming in, we can review their entire organizational structure and understand where there's really some anomalies out there. We think there could be some significant improvements.
Can you share some examples of challenges agencies have faced and how you've helped them with their strategic planning initiatives?
I would say 100% of the strategic plans I've seen, the leadership team has worked very hard to make good documents that provide guidance and direction for their future. They all have mission and vision statements, goals, values, and information like that. They're all good products. And they spend a lot of time and energy making sure that they set the direction for the future. But what is very consistent is that the leadership teams are challenged with figuring out how to make that actually change what they are doing at the staff level. And some of them do a pretty good job with dashboards that show the performance measures that support the strategic plan on their public websites. But the day-to-day operations, what people do every day when they come in and sit down at their desk, that new strategic plan doesn't influence nearly any of them. If the majority of the staff don't do anything differently when a strategic plan is released, I'd characterize that as very limited success in your strategic planning initiative. If everybody goes about doing the same thing they did last year, what did you do? And so that's what I've really found is that integration of the strategic plan throughout the organization is very difficult. Leadership teams try to do that. Sometimes after they develop the goals and performance measures or whatever components of their strategic plan, they'll actually include actions themselves that they see different units in the organization will need to advance to achieve the goals of the strategic plan.
Here, Paul explains his different approach to solving this implementation gap, one that gets entire organizations invested in strategic success.
Virtually everybody, if they look at the vision and mission statement of a comprehensive strategic plan and the goals, pretty much everybody in the organization, if they look at it objectively, they can see where they contribute and how they contribute, you know, at least at a high level. So what we've done really differently for a comprehensive strategic plan, help them identify new products and services that should no longer be provided, organizational process improvements and efficiencies. If you allow them to look at all of those and actually identify actions to address those improvement areas, if the entire organization does that at some level, and those are actions that those units develop are part of a strategic plan implementation plan, then you're actually getting people in alignment and moving towards achieving those strategic plans. Now, you do have to, in that, if you are pushing your organization through your strategic plan to really provide a better product, a better service, both, whatever you're doing, then as they're identifying improvement opportunities within sections and units, they need to do a gap analysis, look at where leadership wants to go. Do these improvements, does that not only help what we're doing today, does it also help us get to that new vision that leadership has? And so they can come up with some actions and say, okay, we need to do this differently to hit that guiding light. Gather all those actions from those various units and prioritize them, because you can't do everything still. You still got to run the machine, right? You can't act like we've got all the time in the world to make improvements. You got to run the machine still. Leadership will prioritize actions units come up with. Those become part of the implementation plan from the strategic plan. And what you get through that is those people develop those actions in and of themselves by looking at what they're doing. So they have individual ownership. They also know other units did the same thing. And so there's a shared ownership amongst all the staff, because they see all their colleagues have actions in those implementation plans also. And so there becomes a mutual alignment and shared pulling of the weight of their individual actions to achieve the goals. There's a shared ownership of the vision and mission of the organization.
So essentially, during this process, you are empowering the team to look at what they're doing. Does it currently align with the strategic plan and the goals that the overall organization has. If it does, you want to be able to capture that. If it doesn't, then there may be some things that they can develop to help shift there. But you're not just unilaterally saying, hey, we had this new strategic plan. Now I want you to stop everything and I want you to spend all of this time coming up with these new measures and this new program of what we're going to do that may or may not actually move things forward.
Correct. The only way you can have a strategic plan effective is if everybody understands, you know, where you're going and you've had a conversation with them and you give them the ability to contribute actions they can personally do to assist the corporation. As soon as you start telling people here, do more, you need to ask them if they wanted to do more. That do more with less doesn't usually go over real big with most people.
No, it does not go over big with most people. I think you've added a ton of value. What's the one message you want to make sure that you get across?
If DOTs integrate strategic planning throughout their organization, then the mission and vision achieved, they can be successful not only in achieving the strategic plan, but being successful as a DOT in achieving the goals that the general public, what the legislators, what the governor wants to see from that DOT.
Paul leaves us with an important reality check about how DOT employees view strategic planning initiatives.
If you've been an employee in DOT for many years, and a lot of the mid-level and senior leaderships have 20 or 30 years, and if they've seen multiple strategic plans come out that have influenced the organization either not at all or minimally, then you get jaded about the strategic planning process. When we come in to talk to a DOT, we've got to convince them that something very different is going to happen when you hire us, that it's not going to be that same old, developing a mission, vision, values, goals. You put the poster in the lunchroom, you put the strategic plan on the coffee table, that they are actually going to see the integration of the strategic plan, where the employees will know what it says and they'll have ownership of it and they'll understand how they're contributing to the organization's success.
Paul, I appreciate you joining us today and sharing your insights on strategic planning for transportation agencies. For listeners who want to learn more about Rollins Strategic Planning Services or connect with Paul directly, you can reach him at pauls@rollins.ic.com. Paul's key message really resonates. When DOTs integrate strategic planning throughout their entire organization rather than keeping it at the leadership level, they can achieve real success, not just in meeting their strategic goals, but in delivering the results that the public, legislators, and governors expect from their transportation agencies. Thanks for listening to the Rollins Way podcast. Until next time, this is Dr. James Bryant.
Thank you for tuning in to The Rollins Way. Remember, this podcast is for you, our incredible team. So if you have ideas or stories to share, let us know. Until next time, keep striving for excellence and delivering unmatched value.